Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Making the marketplace your ministry. That is the topic of today's Every Day is Saturday show. My name's Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day Saturday show. It's great to have you, man. It's great to have you. You know why? You know why I know it's a great day for you today? Because you woke up on the right side of the ground, which is all you need. That's all you got to do. You just got to wake up. Because if you can wake up, you can get up. And if you can get up, you can stand up. And if you can stand up, you can make magic happen in somebody's life today. And that's the topic of today's show, man. Making the marketplace, making your business your ministry. And just watch it take off. Because you know it is not about you. I'm going to share the story of Carrie and Wanda Langdon today and how they're making their business their ministry. And just very humbly, without the pomp and circumstance, without all the flash. You know, yesterday's show, February 18, 2014. You know what we do with Daily Show here? Let me just take a station identification break already, just a couple minutes into the show, to let you know who I am. My name's Sam Crowley, founder of the worldwide juggernaut, EveryDayIsSaturday.com. Ex-corporate slave, gave my boss the middle finger May 6, 2005. Within 90 days, I was broke, bankrupt, the laughing stock of the entire state of Ohio and miles around from there. Went back to my job, launched the Every Day is Saturday brand, spoke on stages all around the world, and now I'm in my studio in Cincinnati, Ohio, blasting out a message of hope, a message of inspiration, and a message to you, my friend, that no matter where you are right now, you can begin and do something really, really cool. Are you going to be the next Bill Gates? Are you going to be the next Michael Dell? Are you going to be the next Warren Buffett? Oprah Winfrey? Ellen DeGeneres? I don't know, man. But all the people I just named, they've made the marketplace their ministry. You know what I mean? They're very excited about what they do. They've taken the focus off of them and put it back onto the public and the product. And now it's just about how many people they can serve. So look, I want to get into the message about Wanda and Carrie, but I also want to just let you know that you can follow me on Twitter, @SamCrowley. Give me a topic for the show. Any topic that fits into the Every Day is Saturday under that umbrella of hope, inspiration, empowerment, the entrepreneurial journey. We'll give you credit on the show as we did the entire entrepreneurial mindset series was spurred on by a message from our friend Darren Down Under. And a number of other show topics, because we do a show every single day, you know. And follow me on Twitter. Love the show. Let me know. Hate the show. Let everybody know. Get out there and spread the Every Day is Saturday gospel. Also, make sure you can also listen to the show and leave a comment on the blog at EveryDayIsSaturday.com. Just click on the podcast icon and leave a comment, or you can stream the show right from there. Either way, make sure you subscribe, all right? Making the marketplace your ministry. Now, this show is life unscripted. No notes, no outline, no nothing. It's you and me hanging out at Starbucks having a chat. And I want to talk to you today about my meeting with Carrie and Wanda Langdon. Who are Carrie and Wanda Langdon? They are realtors here in my hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio. And they're great people, man. They also happen to go to my church. And if you listened to the show last Friday, February 14th, 2014, you heard me say that I had realtors over to my house, and I listed it, much to my wife's surprise. I get in this. I tell you what, man, I am a unique cat to be married to. And when you're an entrepreneur, my wife is dying to write a book called Married to a Serial Entrepreneur, because it really is a journey. Because guys like me, we're out there. I mean, we're the face of the franchise. But it's really the spouse behind the scenes that if your spouse is not supportive. I'm stuttering all over the place today, by the way. Probably because I got up at 2:55 this morning, but boy, do I feel great. I feel awesome. because I woke up. So many people complain, man, oh, my back hurts. I actually did record a show that my back hurt last week, but it made me get into cardio. Okay, I haven't lifted a weight in almost 4 weeks now, but boy, the cardio's going good. So many people complain about everything going wrong. God, don't you just, you can't stand it. You know, you woke up, get up, stand up. But Wanda and Carrie came over last week, and they told me I could get, right now there's no houses. There's only 9 houses in inventory in my town of Loveland, Ohio, between our price range, which ranges from $250 to $400, where we got ours listed at $399.9. And, you know, if I can get $399.9, fan-flippin-tastic, and we'll just roll it into another rehab someplace locally. And so, you know, my wife is like, okay, all right, well, that was nice. Glad we got the whole basement redone, and it's finally got the contractors out. You know, the guys on the show I was talking about vomiting in my flower beds, passed out on my front lawn without a shirt on, right? Those guys that were doing my basement, yeah. So now we finally got everything just the way we want. It's time to move. So Wanda and Carrie came over, listed a house, and they're warm people. You ever get around a warm body, a warm spirit, just somebody you think, geez, you know, I like to give them a cup of coffee and just kind of have them hang out for a little while. You know, they're good people. They're a little bit older than I am. I'll be 46 in June. I'm guessing they probably got me by, I don't know, at least 15 years or so. And so I started asking questions. They came over last night to drop off the lockbox. I said, how long have you guys been doing this? And they said, oh, since 2001, I think, 2001, 2002, something like that. They're real estate agents here in Cincinnati. They're a team. They work together, which, hey, working with your spouse ain't easy. I don't know if my wife Angela and I could ever work together necessarily, like forced to work together. Voluntarily, sure. But together, I don't know. We often thought about doing real estate. I would love to be a real estate agent, but I just don't take orders well from anybody. And as Carrie and Wanda were telling me last night, they're like, hey, we've had as many as 25 listings at one time in a month, and you got 25 bosses. I mean, really, you got 50 bosses on the buying and selling end. But I'm like, boy, yeah, you're right. Jeez, that makes a lot of sense. I don't know if I could do that. But I asked them last night. They're hanging out in their kitchen. They probably came over. They came over just to drop off the lockbox. They're probably here for about an hour and a half. It was just great talking to them in our kitchen. And I go, what keeps you guys going? Because this is a grind. I mean, being a real estate agent is a any job you got to sell to eat. You don't sell, you don't eat. Whether you're a car salesman, a real estate salesperson, you got to churn and burn, man. You got to make things happen. You got to create momentum literally out of nowhere. And Carrie turned to me and said, Sam, and I love when older people talk to me like that. Just give me some wisdom, man. You just got to, when you're around the presence of your elders, you just shut up and listen. They got wisdom. They've been around the block. And it really put it in perspective, because if you're like me, you're going and going and going and going and running and running and running. And look, we're focused on making money and making a difference and all that stuff. But when someone gives you a little bit of wisdom, you just shut up and you listen. You know, and it went something like this. I said, Sam, we decided that when we got started in this real estate business, selling houses, buying and selling houses, we were going to make our business our ministry. I was like, wow, what do you mean by that? Well, we're just going to make it our ministry. We're going to help people. We want to get to know everybody, because everybody's got a story. And he's right. Ooh, boy, that's a million-dollar nugget right there. When you're doing business with people, if you can just get to know them, everybody's got a story. And I mean a great story. Think about that. Think about people right now. Your clients. Do you know their story? Well, no. I got too many people, Sam. I can't really get to know. Okay, well, if you got 100 clients, for example, can you get to know 10 of them at least? Your 10 best clients that pay you over and over and over again? In the real estate business, that's how you get repeat business. That's how you get referrals, is you get to know people, get to know their story, where they're from. And they shared a story about a lady. I think her name was Olga. She's from Russia, and she had 9 kids, and I want to say a few of them may have been adopted or foster children, but I can't quite remember. But she fled Russia because she was a victim of spousal abuse, all right? So she was running from her husband, and she ended up here in the Cincinnati area, and her husband found her here and the 9 kids, and Carrie and Wanda had to find a place for her. And they're like, oh, man, where do you find a house for 9 kids? You know what I mean? It's like, and so they made it their point. Like most people, most realtors, look, right, wrong, or different. Let me tell you something. You've dealt with realtors. I've dealt with realtors. Realtors, like anybody else, they got to make money. And if you can't, what's the old adage, right? You find out the true character in people when they realize what you can do for them or can't do for them. You know what I mean? Olga wouldn't be able to do a whole heck of a lot for 99% of the realtors. But when you make your business your ministry, it takes on a whole different persona. I mean, it's a whole new angle to look at your business, because here's what Wanda and Carrie did. They said, we have got to find a place for Olga. And so they looked and looked and looked and looked, and they got real creative. I mean, who's going to qualify? She can't qualify for a mortgage. She didn't have a job. But here's what they did. They lined up through their and all of their network, they lined up a boatload of cleaning jobs, because she was at her house. You could literally, I think the condo or the apartment, whatever she was staying in, you could eat off the floors. And with nine kids, that's impressive. I mean, we got three kids, and my wife's a neat freak. She's another one of these people you could eat off the floors. But you got nine kids. You know how messy and dirty your house can get quickly, and that's right after you clean it. So they lined up a number of cleaning jobs for Olga so she could afford the mortgage of the home that Carrie and Wanda eventually placed her in. And whenever, now Wanda was telling me, whenever Olga sees her or Carrie around town, they go to the same church, so they see each other still. She's like, angel, angel, she's an angel, referring to Wanda, and gives her a big old hug. And literally, they changed her life, quite possibly saved her life, knowing the story of Olga being a victim of spousal abuse. And that resonated with me. And I laid in bed last night, long after they left, and I just thought about how many people really do make their business their ministry, meaning you minister to people, that you really do take an active interest in people, and you care about them, you want to find out their story, you want to dig deep into really what makes them tick, and ultimately, how can you serve them, you know? And if you take that servant's heart and that servant's mentality, you know individuals, think about somebody that you've done business with who has served you well. They really took an interest in your livelihood, what you want to do, where you're going. Maybe it was a parent. Maybe it was a grandparent. Maybe it was somebody in your neighborhood when you were a child. Maybe it was you had an apprenticeship underneath somebody as you were coming up through the business you're in right now. Maybe it was a manager in your company, a supervisor, somebody that, as they say, they took you under their wing, you know? And I thought that was just amazing, because real estate agents can be cutthroat. And we laughed about it last night too, because Carrie wanted to like, oh yeah, no, make no mistake, Sam, this could be a cutthroat business. I mean, people swiping listings out from underneath you, because when you have to sell to eat, it can be dangerous out there. But boy, when you really take that mentality, like we decided, and they don't deviate at all. And I asked him another question, because I always like this question. Well, I said, you ever fired a client? Because sometimes when you're in business for yourself, you got to fire clients. I've done it. You know, I've done it. I've had people shoot me emails, or they'll blow up our support desk and just get irate over the dumbest stuff. The simplest things that can be, anything can be fixed. You know, I don't care if you spend $25,000, especially with me, I'm going to make it right. Okay. We're going to fix it. We're going to make it right. It would just keep working, you know, but it had people, you know, buy a $7 ebook, blow up our support desk and just go crazy. So, you know what? We just can't help you here. There's no way, because you've got the mentality. There's no way if you're blowing up over a $7 ebook, you ain't ever going to be able to graduate into a $97 product. It just ain't going to happen. But Carrie said, you know, we don't make it our business to fire anybody. I think when someone, we came close, they pushed us close, but I can't really think of anybody that we fire, because it's just not in our nature, Sam. It's not who we are. We want to try to work with everybody. And if we can't work with them, nobody can work with them. Because when you make your business your ministry, you're out to serve. And ultimately, you want to make everybody – you can't ever make everybody happy. But I think you can make everybody satisfied that you tried as hard as you possibly can and you left on an amicable terms. And, you know, it's crazy, because I can't do that. I still – you know, I'm an emotional powder keg, and I don't go out of my way looking for a fight. And maybe you do, maybe you don't. You know, I think there's good and bad in that personality. I think if you're a little too laid back, then you miss opportunities. If you're not aggressive enough and you're not a go-getter, then you miss it. But if you're too much in your face and cutthroat, then that's what I talked about yesterday, the good, the bad, the ugly, the art of the joint venture. And yesterday's podcast, when I was talking about individuals that I've been in business with on the internet and individuals that I don't want you to go into business with on the internet and even online or offline, whatever it is, sharks in the water, people that don't have your best interest at heart. Think about that person I described yesterday on the show. And if you didn't listen to it, just go to everydayisaturday.com, click on the February 18th, 2014 show yesterday and listen to it. because it was a heads up. We just got finished with a 6-part entrepreneurial mindset training and then followed up with that with a big old splash of water in the face. Hey, guys, here's a dose of reality. When you get out into business for yourself, people are going to know you're naive. People are going to know you're new. People are going to know, because what do you want to do when you're first new? You want to please people, right? You want to make friends. It like goes back to high school when you get into a group for the first time. The baseball team, the cheerleading squad, the drill team, band, whatever it is. You want to fit in. How do you fit in? You make people happy. You make them satisfied. You know, you're a people pleaser. Well, if you're like that as an entrepreneur, that can be a little bit dicey. But when you make it the marketplace, your ministry, that's when it changes. And man, I tell you, I laid in bed last night and it just hit me. It's like, yeah, I got to do more of that. I got to make the Everyday is Saturday marketplace my ministry to help people. You know, it doesn't mean to give all your stuff away for free, but it means you take an active interest in people who take an active interest in themselves. And I think that's the one key element is some people just, they're takers. And that's why I say, if you're too nice, then you're going to get steamrolled. But if you make it your ministry and you hold people accountable and you say, look, you come this far, you meet me halfway, I'll come this far, and I'll meet you there. And together, we're going to make something very special happen. So whatever it is that you do, and I'm not quite sure because we have a robust atmosphere out there in the Everyday Saturday community. I mean, we have people that are blue-collar, white-collar, employee, entrepreneur, but I think the common thread woven throughout all of the successful individuals, the ones that I've come in contact, and you know these people as well, the ones that really take a lot of care into the people that they do business with. You know, you see people online. I mean, Facebook's all the rage right now, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. You see people promoting their businesses, right? Just made another $3,000. Made another $10,000. Woo! Look at my bank account. It's up to $15,000. And all I did was twitch my toes 3 times and tickle my ear. And I got 10 grand on my bank account. And you can too. Oh, you know, and I know, that's a bunch of crap. Number one, either it A, I just said number one, A, never happened at all. B, kind of happened, but maybe it wasn't their results and they're speaking on behalf of somebody else. Or C, it did happen, but it cost them a lot of money to get those results. Meaning you could generate $100,000 a month doing business. That's gross revenue, which is a big difference from net revenue, which is what you actually end up putting in your bank account. Look, I've sold 100 grand in an hour, but that, I mean, there's expenses involved with that. There's also experience. You know what I mean? Like there's 7, 8, 9, 10 years of just lose, win. You know, and nobody ever talks about that. So don't be fooled. You know, the entrepreneurial journey is so fun. I mean, God, can you hear it in my voice? Like, I love being an entrepreneur. Some days, I'll tell you right now, and I'm just going to shoot you straight. I don't wake up and say, it sucks. I hate being an entrepreneur. There's some challenging days. Like this winter, I talked about a couple weeks ago on the show. Owning apartments in the Northeast in wintertime, it's like, hold on tight, man. December, January, February, it is bursting water pipes, bursting sewer pipes, no heat calls, boilers catching on fire. And that's just what happened to me in the month of January. So careful what you wish for. But all in all, I wouldn't change it, man. I wouldn't change it because I remember those days riding into work. My wife and I were having this discussion at Panera Bread while we had a showing this morning, by the way. They loved the house, but it just didn't fit their we didn't get feedback. I want to hear somebody say, these people smoking dope or something. Why they got it listed so high? That's what I'm looking for. But the realtor says that ain't going to happen. So this is going to sell at a high price. But anyway, my wife and I are at Panera Bread today. Because you got to go away for an hour while you're showing your house. So we were talking, and we were going back, kind of taking a trip down memory lane. I was saying, remember when I used to make that trip in the downtown Cincinnati every morning, 5:30 in the morning? That was just normal. That's all I ever knew. And then I would leave the office at 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, drive home. It was usually dark when I went into the office, dark when I came home. But that wasn't even abnormal. Now I look back, and I think, wow. I don't know what it is that you do for a living right now, but if you're in that hamster wheel, I really encourage you. I'm telling you right now, there is another life waiting for you. If you can just find the courage, if you can just get over the hump, over the fear that probably the worst thing you're thinking is going to happen will never happen. Like we talked about last week, you just be that kid again that could never fail, that little girl, that little boy that had all the confidence in the world before you reached out, tried to do something, it didn't work, you know? I just don't want that life for you. I don't want you to be in that hamster wheel that so many people get caught up in. And I think after last night, with my conversation with Carrie and with Wanda, you know, it's funny. This isn't funny at all, but it's ironic. Wanda lost a child, a daughter, to cancer 2 years ago. And I don't know of a worse thing that could ever – you're not supposed to outlive your kids, you know. And her daughter died, I think it was April 1st, 2012, a couple of years ago. Crushing. Just crushing. Wanda, you know, I'm sure it took time to mourn. Right back on it, man. Right back to doing a real estate business, her and Carrie. And they've got a ministry, man. They've got a ministry. They've overcome the death of a child. They've overcome a lot of other adversity that happens to all of us every single day. Because keep in mind, they only have 24 hours in their day as well. But boy, they love what they do. I said, you ever turn the phone off at night, guys? we're going to finish up the podcast here in a second. But don't you just love entrepreneurs? I can't stop asking enough questions. Like, I interrogate entrepreneurs. You're an employee? I don't have anything for you. I mean, I don't dislike you. I'm not going to make a fool out of you in a room full of people. I'm not going to act like a jerk and be a bully. But I'm just saying I'm not interested. I'm not interested in somebody that's the head of human resources at a big Fortune 500 company. It does nothing for me. But boy, you're an entrepreneur. I don't care if you got a lemonade stand. I want to know what makes you tick. I said, you guys ever turn your phone off? Nope, never turn it off. We answer it right till we drop every night, 10 o'clock, 10:30, whatever. Until we go to sleep, that phone's always on. Because Sam, we love what we do. And I'm going to say it one more time. They make their marketplace their ministry. And I think that's a great wrap for today's show. Go out and do that. Whatever your business plan calls for, you're going to have the gross revenue. You're going to have the expenses. You're going to have the cost of goods sold. You're going to have all of that stuff. But when you make it your ministry, and you serve people, that, my friend, is the Every Day is Saturday secret sauce. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.